The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in Las Vegas, talking about bomb threats in Springfield, Ohio. Part of the backlash against Haitian migrants in that town.
I don't know what happened with the bomb threats. I know that it's been taken over by illegal migrants, and that's a terrible thing that happened. Springfield was this beautiful town, and now they're going through hell. It's a sad thing. Not going to happen with me, I can tell you right now. Thank you very much,
everyone. The backlash began after Trump, during his debate against Vice President Harris, insisted that migrants were eating cats and dogs in Springfield. He was quickly fact-checked and his comments debunked. CBS's Christian Benavides is following Vice President Harris's stops along the campaign trail.
Vice President Kamala Harris spent much of her week in Pennsylvania, venturing into parts of the state that trend red, making an appeal to moderates.
I feel very strongly that gotta earn every vote. And that means spending time with folks in the communities where they live.
She's also speaking at an event in front of the Congressional Black Caucus.
Two of the four victims gunned down in that high school shooting outside Atlanta, Georgia, have been laid to rest today. One, a math teacher, Christina Ermi, WANF-TV's Asia Wilson, has more on her life.
The 53-year-old moved to the U.S. in 1996 when she was in a dance troupe, which led her to staying here. She taught traditional Romania dance at church and was very active in two Romanian Orthodox churches in Gwinnett County.
A separate funeral held today for 14-year-old Mason Schermerhorn. Some bad weather appears to be developing in the southeast. Meteorologist Frank Pereira is at the National Weather Center.
There is the potential for an area of low pressure to develop along the southeast coast. The National Hurricane Center is monitoring it for potential development. It's pretty uncertain as to how it's going to develop and the track it's going to take. But it does look like an area of low pressure will form perhaps as early as later this weekend and track to the north, impacting portions of the southeastern coast and perhaps even the mid-Atlantic early next week.
Another tribute to NHL pro Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew, this one at the Hollydale Ice Arena in Sewell, New Jersey. Their sister Katie spoke at the service.
This rink has been a home to our family for many years, and many of our fondest memories were made and surrounded my brother and our Hollydale family.
The Gaudreau brothers were visiting their hometown for their sister's wedding. They had gone out for a bicycle ride the night before the wedding and were struck and killed by a car. The driver of that car faces multiple charges, including death by auto, possession of an open container, and consuming alcohol in a motor vehicle. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, Max Inc. Radio. Welcome Saturday night, everybody. How you doing? My name is Rocker. I'm here with Rob Roberts.
I got to tell you, Rocker, I was super confused this morning. I was driving around, and there's all these red A's on all the cars.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on, Rocker? No. Did you get to watch the game?
No, you know, I didn't see the game, but I live over by the airport, so they had the...
you heard the festivities kick off, right?
Well, they had the flyby, I guess, today.
So. They did. I heard it at my house as well. Yeah, for sure. It was crazy, right?
Those are the F-35s, our new planes over there at Truax Field. Hey, we would like to thank listeners, and if you are listening here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you know, download the app. It's a great thing to have. You can text in, you can call from the app. But we'd like to thank listeners out here in Madison, 92.7 FM, WMDX, WXCO 98.9 FM up in Wausau, and WAUK 101 FM out in Waukesha. We have a great show tonight. We'll tell you about it in a minute, but we're going to get right into a top-of-the-hour double dip. We're going to premiere some new music. I just got it in. Bing Bong, they're going to be here in the lair in a couple of weeks. But right now, they're going to be releasing a new album. Bing Bong released their first album, Pop Restoration, in 2018. And during the pandemic, their second album, Live from the Dojo, an album born to live streaming sessions. And now their third album, Hip Eponymous, is going to be released in November. And former formerly of the Motor Primitives. You remember that band, Rob?
Yeah, I do.
Guitarist, singer, and songwriter Pam Barrett and her husband purchased the Harmony Bar here in Madison a few years back and continue to provide a premier live music venue in Madison on Atwood Avenue. September 28th at the Delta Beer Lab at 4 p.m., Bing Bong will be with the German art students and Max Capacity and the Sellouts. Have you heard of Max Capacity and the Sellouts yet?
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
I want to find out more about them.
Yeah, we need to.
Bing Bong's album release party at the Baroque on Winnebago on November 21st at 7 p.m. here in Madison. For more info, go to bingbongband.com. Right now, let's check it out. This song is a finalist for Mama Song of the Year. This is Bing Bong, brand new, Clear Blue Sky, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Back brand new Bing Pong, Bing Bong on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by local sponsors like Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand blown glass. Three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com.
All right, we have a lot of great stuff coming up here tonight, Rob.
I know.
We have an interview with Madison Foodie Facebook group creator Dan Spiffy Newman.
I'm excited. Do you think he'll bring some leftovers? I don't know.
I was wondering where he was going to go out to eat tonight.
Right.
It seems like that guy's out to eat somewhere, you know, every night, right?
Right, right.
Posting and posting on that page. I want to say, I have to look at my notes, like 65,000 users now. Right.
That's
here.
That's crazy.
Brattoberfest, that's coming up next weekend. Brattoberfest music programmer Michael Alexander will be talking to him on the phone. That's coming up September 20th through the 22nd at the Crystal Grand Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And then tonight, live in the lair, Tom Castle. Tom has been a singer and a folk musician for decades. He's like been captaining sailing ships in the Great Lakes.
All right.
He has a lot of stories, and I think we might hear something about pirates, maybe.
Oh, in the Great Lakes.
I don't know. Canadian pirates. I don't want to give too much away right away.
All right, I'm excited. I'm intrigued. I cannot wait.
Oh, so yeah, so lots of great stuff coming up. Also, I wanted to mention, you know, Bing Bong, right?
Yes.
We just heard that brand new music,
yes,
from them, and their album release party at the Burr Oak here in Madison on Winnebago Avenue. That's November 21st at 7 p.m. But also, they're going to be playing live in the lair November 16th. We're going to have Bing Bong right here.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And speaking of Bing Bong, they're also going to be doing a show with the German art students.
Two great bands, Rocker. I just love them.
Well, three, because Max Capacity and the Sellouts. I know they have to be great. You can't have a name like that and not be great, right?
Right, exactly, right.
They're going to be September 28th at the Delta Beer Lab in Madison. That starts at 4 p.m. Let's listen to a little bit of totally classic German art students. This song is Punk Rock Car. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She drives around in her punk rock car. She stays in the city and doesn't go far. Punches the clutch, hits the accelerator. In a cloud of dust, she shouts, I'll see you later. There's a tape deck in the dash. The Ramones, the Pixies, the Bleeding, and the Clash. She's driving real safe. She doesn't want to smash. She's gotta go to work. She's gone in a flash. She's going to her job in the punk rock car. Mixtapes on the floor in the punk rock car. They're going to a show in the punk rock car. Punk rock car. Punk rock car. Punk rock car.
faces are lit up by the dashboard glow. The car is paid for, nobody is owed. Freedom and fun are the cargo. She's gotta go to work in the punk rock car. She's giving people rides in the punk rock car. There's coins on the floor in the punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car. Color like November sky gray. Who's your dude sticker on display? Ignition starts, there's no display. Pop the clutch, she's on her way.
berries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One on Max Inc. Radio. Before that, Kyle Magda and the Monsoons. You know, I heard, Rocker, that there's some old bunch of shows going on, both for Beth and Kyle. I think that one is in Appleton, right?
Well, yeah, Kyle Magda and the Monsoons, they're from Appleton.
Well, okay? That's why they're from Appleton.
But they're playing October 18th at the Red Rooster in Madison.
There's the connection in my
mind.
There's
the connection. Yes.
There it is.
They'll be down here, Red Rooster, October 18th. That's Kyle Magda and the Monsoons. And then Beth Keeley Band, they are doing Flannel Fest, that annual event for the Wisconsin Keep Wisconsin Cool and Warm Fund.
I cannot believe it's time for me to get to the dry cleaners and get the flannel out.
I think it's been, you know, it's like going on 10 years, I want to say.
Oh, yeah. It's a great show. Yeah.
They've raised over $137,000 for that fund. Flannel Fest is taking place at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on November 16th. And you know what? This year they have Blitz and Trapper.
Oh, that's a great group too. Yeah.
And the old 97s.
Yes, yes.
And then a couple of local favorites, the Mascot Theory.
Of course.
Beth Kittley Band.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a couple, maybe a little Kerosene Kite reunion too, whenever those wow. two get together, you know.
That's going to be a great show. That's coming up. You got time to get tickets yet. So head over to the Barrymore and pick some up. You know, Rob, we still have lots of great stuff happening tonight. Dan Spiffy Newman from Madison Foodie, Brocktoberfest, Michael Alexander, Live in the Lair. Now music and interviews. That all happens 6 to 9 p.m. Then 9 to 10, Live in the Lair. We'll do that tonight with Tom Castle. And then 10 to midnight, Rob, Indy 45 with Shane, Christopher, Neil, and yep. then Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts.
Oh, wait, that guy's super great.
Yeah. How did he get his own show?
I don't Jeez. Even know. I don't know how it happened.
And it's all after hours.
Yeah, it's so late. You know, I have to take a nap. Like on Saturdays, sometimes I have to work in three naps just to make everything happen.
The show repeats Sunday 6 to midnight right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we've been getting a text. We've been getting a couple texts. People love the show. They yep. love the local music. You can call 844-967-2689, 844-96-PARTY, or get the Civic Media app where you can listen anywhere and send us a text. Give us a call. And next week, Rob, in the Lair, September 21st, we have Marsden.
Oh, that'll be a good show, too. All this local music is brought to you by our sponsors like the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. And Herbal Aspect. I drove by them on the way here today. Three locations in Madison, in Winnebago Street University. That's where I drove by. Gammon Road, online at herbalaspects.com. Next up, Rocker, I snuck in some Better Yeti just to get us to the break. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, this song should go right over your head, but if it doesn't, that's your fault, Rob.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. Better Yeti. We're going to take a quick break here on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be back right after this.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you are deserving.
I wanna run, wanna go, wanna scream aloud. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
See that pressure that's on your mind? Is that feeling like you're wasting time? It needs more money, yeah. And it just ain't funny when you hit your low. But it ain't no mystery, mystery in my mind.
Amazing songs, rocker in a row. That 7,000 Apart song, I just love it. And it's all brought to you by local art, local sponsors like Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia. Visit them today, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, or online at LazyOafLounge.com.
And you know, 7,000 Apart.
Yeah,
I was just talking to them. Yeah. I was saying,
that's,
you know, they're
man.
On tour. You know what? They're finishing up their tour tonight up in Kohler, Wisconsin. And I said, hey. Would you get, you know, everybody loves your music on Max Inc. Radio. Would you come in and play for us in there? And they said, oh, we're flying out to Sweden on Monday.
Oh, no.
They're going to be there all winter. Yeah. I thought, you know, don't people usually go south?
Yeah, that's
like, what?
It's cold out there.
Yeah, we're flying up. It's going to be dark all winter. Yeah. We're just going to, you know, sleep. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
Wow, they'll be coming back to Wisconsin for spring and summer, and hopefully we'll get them back. We'll have to wait till spring, till the thaw, Rob.
Yeah.
Then maybe when we can get 7,000 apart.
Yeah, we'll get back on the plane and come back 7,000. Isn't that it? 7,000 miles to Sweden or something?
Yep. A Dem Test Fay band, that was Pressure that we just heard. Friday, September 27th, a Dem will be at Garver Feed Mill in Madison doing an acoustic solo show on the patio. And then October 19th at the Slowpoke Lounge out in, guess where?
Where? Oh, wait, Spring Green. That'll be great.
So that's awesome. And we still have tons of stuff coming up. But right now, let's go to a little Elizabeth Mary.
I feel you.
This is Breathing Girl. She's playing everywhere. Just find her, Elizabeth Mary Music. She's out on Facebook and all the socials. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. More local music coming up next.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.